ever bite your tongue? You know, like when you're at work or on social media, maybe hold back a thought because, well, who knows what kind of reaction you'd get.
It's funny, isn't it? We live in a world where everyone's encouraged to express themselves, share everything, but it can feel like there's less and less room for actual, unique thought.
It's that tension we're going to dig into today. We're looking at some new research that suggests this whole self-censorship thing might be more common than we think.
And the really interesting thing is this research, it comes from a study. Chopik and his team, they published it just this year, looked at data from over 2 decades, a massive study, 1.5 million people. And what they found is kind of, well, it makes you think. They found that this need to be unique, to stand out, it might actually be on the decline.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a sec, this whole need for uniqueness thing. It's not just about being different to be different, right?
Right, exactly. It's deeper than that. It's that human need to be your authentic self, to voice your opinions, even when, especially when they're not the popular ones.
Yeah, to stand up for what you believe in, even when it feels risky.
Exactly. And that's what's really striking in the study, the part about people being less willing to publicly defend their views, even when those views are, deeply held. It's one thing to think differently, it's another to actually put it out there.
So what's going on here? The researchers offered a few explanations, and one that I thought was really interesting was this idea of, well, increased social anxiety.
Oh, yeah, that resonates. I mean, think about it. Social media, 24/7 news cycle, everything's amplified. It's like we're all living under a microscope, constantly worried about how we're being judged, It's bound to make people more cautious.
Right. It's almost like this constant pressure to, I don't know, fit in, even if it means, silencing those parts of yourself that are different.
It's like our brains are saying, hey, easier to just go with the flow, avoid the conflict. And that makes sense, right? Our need to belong, it's primal.
It is.
Yeah.
But then you add in things like, oh, I don't know, the potential impact on your career.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially these days. One wrong comment, one tweet that's taken in context, and boom, your reputation's on the line. It can feel like the stakes are incredibly high.
No kidding. It's like this weird paradox, right? We have all these platforms for self-expression, but the potential consequences of actually using them authentically, they feel bigger than ever.
Totally. And it makes you wonder if maybe, just maybe, we've reached peak uniqueness for the moment, at least.
Peak uniqueness. What do you mean?
Well, there's this idea, the research has called it the satiation hypothesis, that maybe we've just hit a point where, well, think about the early 2000s, the rise of social media. It was like this explosion of individuality, everyone trying to stand out online. But what if over time, that drive for uniqueness has just sort of plateaued?
So instead of striving for real uniqueness, maybe we're all just like curating these online versions of ourselves, right? Presenting what's expected, what's safe, instead of what's actually real.
Exactly. And then that curated self-presentation, it creates this feedback loop. You see what gets rewarded online, likes, followers, all that, and it reinforces the behavior. So you self-censor even more.
It's like this performance where the audience is holding all the cards, but even if we've all had our moment in the spotlight, there's still this fear, right? The fear of being ostracized for having the wrong opinion.
Oh, huge. And that fear, the fear of social isolation, it's powerful because it's not just about being seen as different anymore. It's about the very real possibility of being, canceled, shut out.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought for anyone.
And it's not just online, is it? I mean, this fear of saying the wrong thing, it spills over into real life too.
Oh, 100%. It's like that saying, anything you say can and will be used against you, except now it's not just in a courtroom, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it can feel like you're walking on eggshells sometimes. And it makes you wonder if everyone's so afraid to speak their minds, what happens to, actual progress?
That's the crux of it, isn't it? You need that clash of ideas, that willingness to really engage with different perspectives, even when it's uncomfortable. That's how we grow as individuals and as a society. But you can't have that if everyone's self-censoring, holding back.
Right. It's like, how can you have a good idea if you're too afraid to even think the thought, you know?
Exactly. And it's not just about the big ideas either. It's about those everyday conversations, those moments of connection that happen when people feel safe enough to be vulnerable, to disagree, to really be themselves. Without that, we're all just kind of existing in these echo chambers,
Yeah, just reinforcing the same ideas, the same perspectives over and over again. It gets kind of stale.
Stale, and while creatively stifling. Think about it. Imagine if all those groundbreaking artists, musicians, scientists, if they'd been too afraid to challenge the status quo, to push boundaries.
Right. What if someone like, I don't know, Nina Simone or Picasso, what if they just played it safe? We'd be missing out on some incredible art.
Exactly. And it's not just about the greats either. It's about that spark of creativity that exists in everyone. That need to express yourself, to make something new, to share your unique perspective with the world. That's what makes life interesting.
It is. And, you know, when you're constantly censoring yourself, even in small ways, it's almost like you're, I don't know, dimming your own light a little bit.
Yes, 100%. It's like chipping away at your own individuality piece by piece. And that can be, well, it can be really damaging in the long run. Because here's the thing, those parts of you that are different, those quirks, those unique perspectives, they're often the most interesting things about you. They're what make you you.
So where do we go from here? I mean, it's not like we can just wake up tomorrow and poof, no more self-censorship.
Right, it's not a light switch. But I do think awareness is a huge first step. You know, noticing those moments when you hesitate, when that voice in your head says, don't say that, or better keep that to yourself. Asking yourself, what's behind that hesitation? Is it really fear? Or is it something else?
And maybe, just maybe, when we start to shine a light on that fear, it loses a little bit of its power.
Totally. And that's where authenticity comes in. Because when we show up as our true selves, even when it feels risky, it gives other people permission to do the same. It's like this ripple effect.
It's like we all want that deep down, right? Yeah. To be seen and heard for who we really are.
Exactly. And when we create that space for authenticity for ourselves and for others, that's when things get really interesting. Imagine a world where we're all a little less afraid to share our ideas, to challenge the status quo, to really put ourselves out there.
Now that's a world I want to live in. Mm. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's time for a little self-reflection.
I like it.
What makes you unique? What are those perspectives, those experiences, those ideas that you've been keeping bottled up? Don't let them fade away. Share them with the world. You never know who needs to hear what you have to say.
Beautifully said. And remember, embracing your uniqueness, it's a journey,